Libya at present is a war situation, an invasion and a predatory attack based upon Western self-interest, and it's no way can it be justified as being anything like it's been purported, and that is an action based upon humanitarian grounds. The truth, again, is exactly opposite of the reality. No one can forget the mass distortions, the complete lies relating to weapons of mass destruction, the lies around the bombing of the former Yugoslavia, the falsehoods of Afghanistan. And people need to realise this tactic is nothing but a cynical plot and a plan to ensure that the interests of imperial powers are assured. And there seems to be, in this whole situation, three fundamental principles that need to be identified. One, I think, is that Gaddafi must go. And he's a despot, and he has no real anti-imperialist credentials. Second, and I think probably the most important, is the imperialist intervention and war must be opposed. And thirdly, the genuine revolutionary and democratic forces must be supported. And the best position achievable at this stage is for an end to hostility and an end to war. That is the only hope of the democratic forces in Libya. The air war is not about supporting the people's revolutionary aspirations. Libya has had no real opposition forces. It lags a little behind some of the situation we've seen in Egypt and Tunisia. It's a real contrast there, where we had existing trade union movements and the development of independent trade union movements and the working class moving into the struggle in significant extents. In fact, just a little digression in terms of Egypt, and we've seen the immense power of the Egyptian people in overthrowing Mubarak, and it's very pleasing to report that the dock workers, wharfies in the port of Said, have recently been on strike and achieved a 100% pay rise in their struggle. The Libyan people must be supported if they do have revolutionary aims. But the US and NATO bombing will ensure that no revolution can succeed. And one overriding factor is intervention does not result in democracy. Revolutionary and democratic forces can never rely on imperialism. It cannot be trusted, these powers will never be trusted, and it's a basic class question that we can't move away from. Gaddafi made his peace with imperialism to a large extent in recent times, but the opportunity presented to Western powers on this occasion was much too great for them to resist. And a main important aim of this intervention, there's no doubt about it, is to deal with the massive wave of revolutionary upheaval and unrest being witnessed by the heroic people of the Middle East. Now, the Yanks were hardly going to go and choose Israel or Saudi Arabia as the base for their aggressive efforts. Libya became an obvious effort, and it's quite clear that it's been set up for some time as a base to overcome and as a bulwark to the massive revolutionary movements that are occurring in the Middle East. Oil, again, is clearly on the agenda. It would seem not so much as in acquisition, but the protection of the interests of US imperialism across the region, which is rife with revolutionary upheaval. The support of the Arab League is another myth. Algeria, Bahrain, Jordan, Kuwait, Oman, Saudi Arabia, Yemen. I mean, these are hardly great friends of democracy and progressive thinking throughout the world. And in most cases, in some cases certainly, people are being killed on the streets by these governments, and yet we hear nothing from the imperialist powers and the invaders about protecting the people of these countries. The US and NATO intervention will not see a revolutionary government come to power in Libya, but will see an imperialist friendly client government installed, and all the while the people of Bahrain and Yemen will be slaughtered. It is all about a broader strategy to wind back the Middle East revolutionary processes taking place to protect Western regional interests. Further, there is no possible way that thousands of bombs from ships, planes and submarines can be adequately targeted in any sort of normal or reasonable way to deliver protection for civilians. You can't fire bombs and missiles from submarines and warships and target them without killing civilians. It is an absolute myth. In this, it's been stated by a number of speakers, we need to continue and up our anti-war efforts. We need to be demonstrating and making sure that the federal government must refrain from any or all involvement and all military action in Libya. We need to support a peaceful resolution to the crisis. We need to let the Libyan people settle the matter for themselves with a political solution. And last of all, there is no possible way that democracy and freedom can grow from bombardment and foreign occupation.